I'm Ian Bush with three things to know right now. Victim identification experts are in New Zealand to help officially name the 50 people killed in the massacre Friday at two mosques in Christchurch. Islamic tradition calls for burial as soon as possible after death. The Prime Minister has promised all bodies will be returned to families by Wednesday. Number two, daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended as a way to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke in older people. That's according to guidelines announced Sunday by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. Still, for anyone who's already had a stroke, heart attack, open heart surgery, or stents to open clogged arteries, aspirin can be a lifesaver. And the new guidelines say the drug can be considered for certain older high-risk patients, such as those who have trouble lowering cholesterol or managing blood sugar, as long as there's no increased risk for internal bleeding. And this third thing, it's March Madness for two city teams. Villanova already knew they were going to the NCAA tournament, but now the Wildcats have details. They're a six seed in the South region. They'll play St. Mary's in Hartford, Connecticut Thursday evening. Temple was a bubble team, but they are in a play-in game, at least, against Belmont in Dayton on Tuesday. Sixers topped the Bucks 130-125 to clinch a playoff berth. The CBS 3 eyewitness weather forecast overnight, increasing clouds down to 32 degrees. Could see a light rain and snow mix in the morning on Monday, then light and scattered rain showers in the afternoon, high 46 degrees. And it's a sunny Tuesday on tap with a high of 49. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.